You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Joyner is here to help us look past all the candied hearts, red roses, and boxes of chocolates to uncover the real historical significance of Valentine's Day.
Thursday is Valentine's Day, or more properly, St. Valentine's Day. On February 14th each year, we are expected to profess our love for our significant others. On the purely commercial side of this holiday, florists, candy vendors, and greeting card companies adore it. The holiday is great for business. But who, one might ask, was St. Valentine, and how does he fit in with this commercial excess? Historically, the exact origins and identity of St. Valentine are unclear. According to the Catholic Encyclopedia, at least three different St. Valentines, all of the martyrs, are mentioned in the early martyrologies under the date of February 14th. One was a priest in Rome, the second was a bishop of Interamna, now Terni, Italy, and the third St. Valentine was a martyr in the Roman province of Africa, today's Tunisia. All were martyred between 269 and 278 AD. February 14th is celebrated as St. Valentine's Day in various Christian denominations. It has, for example, the rank of commemoration in the calendar of saints in the Anglican Communion. In addition, the feast day of St. Valentine is also given in the calendar of saints of the Lutheran Church. However, in 1969, in a revision of the Roman Catholic calendar of saints, the feast day of St. Valentine on February 14th was removed from the general Roman calendar because no historical proof exists of his martyrdom. The feast day is still celebrated in Malta, where relics of the saint are claimed to be found, and also throughout the world by traditionalist Catholics who follow the older pre-Second Vatican Council calendar. In the Eastern Orthodox Church, St. Valentine's Day is celebrated on July 6th, in which St. Valentine, the Roman presbyter, is honored. Furthermore, the Eastern Orthodox Church observes the feast of Hieromartyr Valentine, the Bishop of Interamna, on July 30th. The most common tradition of the three Valentines was that on February 14th in the year 278 AD, Valentine, a holy priest of Rome in the reign of Emperor Claudius II, was executed. Under the rule of Claudius the Cruel, Rome was involved in many unpopular and bloody campaigns. The emperor had to maintain a strong army, but was having trouble in getting soldiers to join his legions. Claudius believed that Roman men were unwilling to join the army because of their strong attachment to their wives and families. To end this, Claudius banned all marriages and engagements in Rome. Valentine, realizing the injustice of the decree, defied Claudius and continued to perform marriages for young lovers in secret. When Valentine's actions were discovered, Claudius ordered him put to death. Valentine was arrested and dragged before the prefect of Rome, who condemned him to be beaten to death with clubs and then to have his head cut off. The sentence was carried out on February 14th. Legend also recounts that while in jail, St. Valentine left a farewell note to the jailer's daughter, who had become his friend, and signed it, "From your Valentine." For this great service, Valentine was named a saint after his death. We owe literature for the modern connotations of the holiday. Geoffrey Chaucer mentioned Valentine's Day in 1382. Edmund Spenser wrote of it in Red Roses in the Faerie Queen in 1590. Shakespeare has Ophelia speak ill of it in Hamlet in 1600. John Donne used Chaucer's prose as the starting point of his poem celebrating the marriage of Elizabeth, daughter of James I of England, and Frederick V, Elector Palatine, on Valentine's Day. When Valentine's Day arrives on Thursday, give a thought about the story of the day and why its history matters.